Welcome in, everyone. Today's deep dive is going to be, well, how should I put it? It's timely, definitely, but maybe also a little bit mind-bending. We're talking about how Unitarian Universalists are stepping into this whole world of AI, you know, artificial intelligence.
It is pretty fascinating to see, I have to say. This community, they're known for really valuing reason and social justice, right? And now they're stepping right up to this tech that so many people think of as cold and impersonal to shape the ethical conversation around it.
Yeah, totally. It's not like they're just saying, hey, be careful. They're really jumping in, getting involved, which is cool to see.
Absolutely. And what's caught my attention is this idea of creating a hub, like an AI-themed channel, to bring together all these amazing things that are already going on in the UU world.
Ooh, now you've got me interested. Tell me more about this channel.
Picture this. A space online where you can find everything from Peter Bowden's YouTube videos, the ones he does on AI and faith, to the latest newsletter from AI and faith.
Okay, keep going.
And then add in the UU Soul Matters themes, you know? They could explore the connections between AI and just being human. Suddenly, you've got this really rich mix of perspectives.
Wow. Yeah, I'm with you. It's like a one-stop shop for US or anyone, really, who wants to look at AI through a lens of ethics, spirituality, even social responsibility.
That's it, exactly. And this channel wouldn't just be a place to find stuff. It could be so much more interactive, right? Interviews with big thinkers, sermons that tackle the big questions about AI and humanity, even blog posts from, well, have you heard of Smarticus?
Smarticus.
That rings a bell. It's the monthly newsletter from Unitarian Universalists for Responsible AI, UURA for short. They're doing awesome work advocating for ethical AI, how we develop it and use it.
Oh, right. UURA. I've heard good things. So how does Smarticus fit into this channel idea?
Think of it as a regular dose of insight and inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. Each month, Smarticus could focus on a different part of AI. Maybe its effects on the job market one month or democracy and human rights the next.
Okay, so we're connecting the dots between all these different voices and initiatives within the UU community and beyond.
You got it. And by doing that, we boost the UU voice in the AI conversation, giving it more weight.
Now that's what I like to hear. It's about UUs making a real difference in how this technology takes shape.
Exactly. Imagine what this channel could become. A resource that policymakers turn to, or teachers, really anyone trying to wrap their heads around the ethical side of AI. It could sway public opinion, even influence laws to make sure AI benefits all of us.
That's a pretty bold vision, but it feels very UU.
Yeah.
It's all about action and engagement.
Absolutely. And it builds on what people like Peter Bowden are already doing, what groups like AI and Faith and UURA are already working on.
So we're not starting from scratch. We're building on what's there, connecting those pieces, creating a stronger platform.
Yeah, that's it. And the really exciting part, this could be a model for other faith communities or even groups that aren't religious who are trying to figure out how to approach AI in a thoughtful and ethical way.
A blueprint for those difficult conversations, bringing different voices together, turning ethical principles into action.
You got it. And starting with the UU community is smart, right? They already have this strong tradition of social justice and open-mindedness.
I can really see the potential here, but let's get practical. How would this channel work day to day? What will we see on it? And how would it all be organized?
Well, Smarticus would be a big part of it, right? Coming out regularly with new content.
Smarticus, right? The newsletter from URAI. What kind of insights are we talking about?
Each edition could take on a different theme, you know, something specific about AI and how it affects our lives. Like, one month might be all about the ethics of AI in healthcare. The next month could be about how AI is being used in schools or even the justice system.
I'm liking this. A deep dive into a different side of AI each month, giving people a chance to really dig in.
Exactly. And within each issue, you could have all sorts of stuff. Essays from people who really know their stuff, personal reflections from US who work with AI in their jobs, even practical tips on how to engage with AI ethically, you know, in our own lives.
So it's not just theory up in the clouds. It's about how this stuff plays out in the real world for real people.
Right. And you could even have interactive parts like quizzes or questions to get people thinking and talking about what they're reading.
Ooh, I like that. Active learning, not just passively absorbing information.
And of course, Smarticus is just one piece of the puzzle. This AI-themed channel could also include videos from Peter Bowden's YouTube channel.
Yes. His videos are so good. He can explain complicated things in a way that makes sense to everyone, even if you're not a tech whiz.
He's great, and his videos would bring in that visual element, you know? a different way to explore AI and faith, alongside the written stuff from Smarticus and other resources.
I'm starting to see how this could all fit together, how it could be a really complete and engaging resource for anyone who's curious about the ethics of AI.
And let's not forget about UU Soul Matters themes.
Oh, right. How would those fit in?
Each month, Soul Matters could explore a different angle on what it means to be human in relation to AI. Like, one month could be about love and compassion. We could ask, can AI really understand love? Can it express it? Or how can we make sure AI is developed and used in a way that makes the world more compassionate and understanding?
I'm really intrigued by that, bringing the human element back into the conversation about AI, reminding us that technology, in the end, is a reflection of us, our values.
Exactly. And looking at those themes through a U lens means we can tap into this deep well of wisdom and tradition, right? That can help us deal with the ethical challenges of AI.
It's about grounding this very modern, very techie conversation in a set of values that has stood the test of time.
And the Soul Matters themes could be presented in all sorts of ways. Blog posts, videos that share personal stories and perspectives, even online forums where people can talk and share their thoughts.
I can see this becoming a real hub for use, a place to learn, connect, and really grapple with the big questions AI throws at us.
And it's not just for us, right? Anyone who's interested in AI and how to approach it ethically, no matter their religion or background, would be welcome.
A bridge between the tech world and the world of faith and ethics, a place to come together and shape AI for good.
That's the dream. But let's get practical again for a sec. How would this channel actually be set up? How would people find what they're looking for?
Well, we could use the power of the internet, right?
Yeah.
A website, maybe a mobile app, something that acts as the main hub for all this content.
Okay, a user-friendly place where people can easily find what they need.
Exactly. And we could organize it in different ways, by type, like videos or blog posts or newsletters, or by themes, like AI and ethics, or AI and spirituality, or AI and social justice.
So you could browse around or go straight to the topics you care about most.
Right. And we need a search function so people can find exactly what they're looking for quickly. Crucial. Okay, I'm picturing this sleek, easy-to-use website packed with interesting stuff and designed for people to connect and share.
And don't forget about social media. Dedicated accounts for the channel, sharing snippets of content, doing live Q&As, building that sense of community online.
Social media is great for that. We could reach so many more people.
Exactly. And by using all these different platforms and formats, you create this rich experience for anyone who wants to join in the conversation about AI and its impact.
This feels like a natural next step for US, right? It builds on what they're already doing with AI ethics and social justice.
It does. And by having this central hub, this platform where everyone can work together and learn from each other, we can really amp up the impact US can have on shaping AI.
Making sure that AI is developed and used in a way that honors our values, helps people flourish, and contributes to a more just and compassionate world.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's about realizing that we have a choice in how we shape AI. We're not just along for the ride. And working together, bringing all our wisdom and compassion to the table, well, we can make sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
I love that. It's not about fearing technology. It's about harnessing it for good.
And it's not about just predicting the future. It's about creating it, about making sure AI reflects our deepest values, the kind of world we want to live in.
You know, it strikes me how UURAI is tapping into ancient wisdom to help us approach this very modern challenge, this whole AI thing. It's like they're bridging the past and the future, tradition and innovation.
It's really cool to see, right? It's like a reminder that faith communities have this wealth of knowledge and experience that we can still learn from today. They offer these timeless insights that are still relevant even in a world of robots and algorithms.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, hey, we've been wrestling with big questions for centuries, and we can bring that wisdom to bear on this new challenge too. And it's a reminder that we're not alone in this. We have the wisdom of those who came before us, the support of our communities, and the power of our own values to guide us.
I think that's what makes the UU approach so powerful. They're not just reacting to AI. They're proactively shaping it, infusing it with their values.
Right. They're not just asking, what is AI going to do to us? They're asking, what kind of world do we want to create with AI? It's a much more empowering and hopeful perspective, I think.
Definitely. And it's a perspective that's grounded in their core principles, right? Reason, compassion, and social justice.
Oh, absolutely. Those principles are like the bedrock of their approach to AI. They're the compass guiding their actions, ensuring that AI is used to create a better world, not just a more technologically advanced one.
I couldn't agree more. And it's inspiring to see how those principles are being translated into concrete action through initiatives like this AI-themed channel. It's not just talk, it's about doing something, making a real difference.
And it's about inviting everyone to join the conversation, to participate in shaping this incredible new technology.
It's about empowering people, right? Giving them the knowledge and the tools to engage with AI in a meaningful way, to make their voices heard.
And to ensure that AI is used to create a future that we can all be proud of, a future that reflects our highest aspirations for humanity.
Beautifully said. So before we wrap up, I have to ask, what would make this AI-themed channel even better? What features would you love to see?
Oh, what a fantastic question. You've got me thinking. Well, how about we turn it over to our listeners? Let's hear their ideas. What would make this AI-themed channel truly exceptional in your eyes? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
It's funny, you know, this whole conversation, AI and US, it keeps coming back to connection.
I see it too. Connecting resources, connecting ethics and action, even connecting, like, the past and the future.
Right, and that focus on connecting, it's like built into how US approach things. It's not just a channel they want to build, it's bridges.
Bridges between what, though? Help me out here.
Think about who we've been talking about. Peter Bowden. He's bridging technology and faith. AI and faith, they're bridging like secular ethics with spiritual insights. And URAI, they're bridging theory and actually doing something.
Like they're weaving together all these different threads, right? Making a place where these worlds that seem so separate can actually come together and, I don't know, learn from each other.
That's the heart of it, I think. When you bring together different ways of knowing, different ways people see the world, that's when you get something new and powerful.
Okay, I get why this AI-themed channel feels bigger than just, you know, a bunch of links and articles. It's about a community, right? People coming together around this huge, important issue.
Yeah, and that community is so important, especially with AI, because it can be so, I don't know, overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. You need that support system. Other people who are asking the same questions, figuring things out together.
And that's where the U tradition comes in, right? Yeah. They're used to gathering, having deep discussions, supporting each other's spiritual journeys.
So this channel could be like an extension of that, right? A virtual UU gathering. What about AI?
That's the idea. A place where you can say, hey, I'm scared of this, or this part gives me hope, and you know people will get it. You learn from each other's stories, get the courage to actually do something.
I like that. It keeps AI grounded in what matters, like being human.
Because it's easy to forget that, right? You get lost in the tech and forget that AI is just a tool.
A tool that can be used in all sorts of ways, good or bad, depending on us.
And our choices, they have to come from our values, right? What does it mean to be human? What kind of world are we building?
Which brings us back to those UU principles, doesn't it? Reason, compassion, social justice. How do those play into this channel?
Well, reason. That means we look at AI with critical thinking, with open minds. We question things, look for evidence, and we're okay changing our minds when we learn something new.
Honesty, basically. And being willing to admit when you're wrong.
Exactly. And compassion, that's about remembering the human side of AI. Who's being left out? Who's getting hurt? How can we use this to benefit everyone?
Putting people first. Mm. Making sure we don't lose sight of human dignity just because the tech is cool.
Yes. And social justice. That pushes us to use AI to make a fairer world. We have to fight against bias, discrimination, all those things that can get baked into AI if we're not careful.
It's about dismantling the bad systems, not making them stronger with AI.
Right. And if we can make those principles a part of this channel, a part of everything we do with AI, well, that's when real change can happen.
It's not just about learning stuff. It's about changing how we think, how we act. It's about making the world better.
And it's pretty amazing to see a faith community doing this, really getting involved in such a powerful, potentially disruptive technology like AI.
It gives me hope, you know? That we can go through this tech revolution and still hold on to what makes us human, build a world that's more just, more compassionate.
I agree. And a big part of that is working together.
Collaboration, yeah. Tell me more.
This channel, it can't be just one person's vision or even one organization's. It has to be a team effort, bringing in all the different perspectives and knowledge that US have.
Tapping into the wisdom of the whole community. I like that.
And not just US, right? This could be a place where they collaborate with other faiths, with secular groups, anyone who wants to see AI used for good.
Bridging those divides we were talking about earlier, finding common ground in our values, in our hopes for the future.
Exactly. We're stronger together, right? We can accomplish so much more when we share our resources and knowledge.
So what about the everyday UU? What can they do to help make this channel a success?
Lots of things. Just telling people about it, sharing it with friends, family, their congregation.
Word of mouth is powerful. Getting people excited, building the buzz.
And sharing their own thoughts and experiences. Writing blog posts, making videos, telling their stories, joining discussions.
Making it a real community effort from the ground up.
And whatever skills they have, using those too. Web design, writing, social media, anything can help.
The U community has so much to offer, so much talent and expertise.
And of course, donations are always helpful. The channel needs resources to keep going, to keep growing.
Every little bit helps, right? Investing in a future where AI is used for good.
And by working together, each doing what we can make this channel a real force for positive change in the world.
I'm really getting a sense of the scale of this, the potential impact, but I'm curious, what about the long game? 5, 10, 20 years down the road, where do you see this channel going?
Ooh, big question. Okay, 5 years from now, I think this channel will be the place to go if you want to understand AI ethics from a UU perspective.
Like a thought leader in the field, setting the standard.
Exactly. And reaching beyond just the UU community, becoming a bridge between, like we said, the tech world and the world of faith and ethics.
Bringing those different perspectives together, starting conversations, finding that common ground.
10 years out, I think this channel will be shaping actual policies about AI.
So not just talking anymore, but actually having an impact on decisions.
Right. URAI and other groups can use this platform to get U.S. involved, to push for laws that promote responsible AI.
Turning those ethical ideas into real-world solutions.
And 20 years from now, I'm picturing a global hub for ethical AI, people all over the world connecting, learning, working together to make sure AI benefits everyone.
Wow, that's a big vision. A global community united by this idea of ethical AI.
And it's not impossible, right? U.S. have always been active in social justice and peace movements globally. This is just a new expression of that commitment, a new frontier.
It's a reminder that we can shape the future, even with all this crazy tech change happening. We can make sure technology reflects our values, our hopes.
That's a message we need to hear, for sure. The future's not set in stone. We get to build it. And you shoes are showing us how.
I'm really impressed by all of this. But before we move on, can we go back to that idea of AI as a tool? I think it's a powerful metaphor, but maybe you could explain it a bit more for our listeners.
Sure. Thinking of AI as a tool reminds us it's not good or bad on its own. Just like, I don't know, a hammer can be used to build something or to smash something. AI can create or destroy, help or hurt.
It's all about what we choose to do with it, the values behind how we build it and use it.
That's it, exactly. So we have to approach AI with a sense of responsibility, you know? Like, what kind of world are we trying to make with this tool? What values do we want built into it? What do we actually want it to achieve?
It's like realizing that our choices today are shaping the world of tomorrow, and that our actions have real consequences.
And remembering that AI isn't some mysterious force outside of us. We created it. It reflects who we are, our good and bad sides.
So if we want AI to be a force for good, we have to start with ourselves. Cultivating compassion, wisdom, justice, all those things we want to see in the world, in our technology.
It's about realizing that the future of AI isn't something that just happens to us. We're the ones making it.
And that's both, like, a heavy responsibility and a huge opportunity all at once.
You got it. But I think U.S. are showing us that we can face AI with both hope and responsibility. They're not ignoring the tough questions, but they're not letting fear stop them either. They're getting involved, having those hard conversations, taking action to make sure AI aligns with their values.
And that's an important message for everyone, right? It's not just about U.S.
Exactly. It reminds us that we all have a part to play, no matter what we know about tech or what we believe. We can all help shape the ethics of AI, speak up for how it's used.
It's about realizing that the future of AI isn't set in stone. We get to make it.
And the U.S. are showing us it's possible to do that with compassion, wisdom, and a real dedication to social justice.
This whole AI-themed channel idea, it's becoming clearer and clearer to me. It's a way to connect, to learn, to take action, and ultimately to shape AI for the better.
And it's happening now, right? Smarticus is coming out soon. You Soul Matters is already exploring this stuff. Peter Bowden's videos are out there.
Things are moving. It's exciting to see.
I think this is just the start. U.S. are going to play a big role in making AI ethical, and this channel is a key part of that.
I can't wait to see what they do next.
Me neither. But one thing's for sure, they're not just going to sit back and watch while others decide how AI shapes the world. They're going to be right in the middle of it, fighting for a future where technology serves us not the other way around.
And they're inviting everyone to join them.
That's what's so great about it. This isn't just for US, it's a call to action for anyone who cares about what our world will look like.
It's a reminder that we all have a say in how AI develops, and our voices matter.
And when we bring all those voices together, all our different experiences and ideas, we can create something truly amazing. AI can be a force for good, a tool to build a world that's fairer, more just, more compassionate.
I think we've covered a lot this time around. We talked about how connection is so important to the UU approach, how their principles shape their actions with AI, and their long-term vision for this channel to make a real difference.
We talked about how to work together, how individuals can get involved, and how to think about AI as a tool, something we control.
And we explored that idea that the future of AI is up to us, not set in stone.
US are showing us that it's possible to be hopeful and responsible at the same time, to commit to using this powerful tech for good.
I totally agree. They're leading the way, and I'm excited to see where they go from here. Now, we've got one more segment to go, and I'm really looking forward to getting into some of the specific challenges and opportunities that lie ahead for this AI-themed channel.
I'm ready for that, too. But before we go there, I have a question for everyone listening.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Hit us with it.
If you could create one thing for this channel, something that would make it even more engaging, informative, or impactful, what would it be?
That's a great question. I'm already thinking about it myself. We'll have to come back to this at the end of our last segment and see what our listeners have come up with.
I can't wait to hear their ideas. You know, we've been pretty optimistic about this channel, haven't we? But it's only fair to talk about the challenges too, the things that could get in the way.
Totally agree. It's easy to get caught up in the "this is amazing" feeling, but we need to be real, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the potential snags?
Well, for one, just keeping up with all the AI stuff out there, it's like drinking from a fire hose. So much news, research, opinions, all changing so fast.
Yeah, information overload is real. How do we make sure this channel isn't just adding to the noise, you know?
That's where curation comes in. We have to be really picky about what goes on the channel. Quality over quantity, for sure. And everything has to fit with the channel's goals and values.
Not just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's more like carefully selecting the best pieces and then presenting them in a way that makes sense, that people actually want to engage with.
Exactly. And for that, you need a team who really knows AI, but also they got to understand UU principles, what the community needs.
Yeah, like finding that balance between tech smarts and that spiritual, ethical grounding that UIS are all about.
Right. And we got to be ready to change, because AI changes fast. What's hot today is old news tomorrow, so flexibility is key.
It's like a garden, right? You're always tending it, making sure it's healthy.
Ooh, I like that. And on that note, another challenge is building that sense of community around the channel. It's not just a website, right? Mm. It's got to feel like a place where people belong, where they feel supported, inspired.
More than just facts and figures, it needs that heart, that feeling of being on a journey together.
You got it. And that takes effort. We need ways for people to talk to each other, share what they're thinking, their experiences, build those connections.
So online forums, maybe, live Q&As, even some real-life meetups could be cool.
All good ideas. The more ways people can connect, the better.
And it has to feel welcoming to everyone, right? No matter how much or how little they know about AI.
Absolutely. From the AI pros to the folks just starting out, everyone's welcome.
Meet people where they are and go on this learning journey together.
And speaking of journeys, how do we even know if this is working? How do we measure the impact of this channel?
That's the big question, right? It's easy to get caught up in the doing, but what are we trying to achieve here?
Well, the first thing is making people more aware of AI and the ethical questions it raises, both within the UU community and beyond.
So we need to track stuff like how many people are using the channel, are they sharing the content, is it actually sparking conversations and action?
You got it. Websites, stats, social media, even surveys can tell us how far it reaches, what kind of impact we're having.
And what about the stories, right? People whose lives have been changed because of the channel, or who were inspired to do something because of what they learned, those matter too.
Absolutely. Numbers and stories, you need both to get the full picture.
And being open about it all, right? Sharing what's working and what's not so the community can see what's going on.
Transparency is key. It's about accountability, always getting better.
Mm. Okay, so you've laid out some serious challenges, but you seem pretty optimistic about this. Like, US can really pull this off. Why is that?
Because US are amazing. They're passionate, smart, and they truly care about making the world a better place. I have no doubt they can make this channel something special.
They've got a history of tackling tough issues, fighting for what's right.
Totally. And with AI, they're not just sitting back and letting it happen. They want to be part of shaping it, making sure it reflects their values.
And that's exactly what this channel is all about. It could be huge. Like the thing that kicks off a whole movement for ethical AI globally. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Starting with a spark in the UU community and then igniting a global movement. I love it.
It's about making technology work for us for good, not the other way around.
It's about realizing that we have the power to choose the future we want.
And the US are leading the way, showing us how to do it with wisdom, compassion, and a deep sense of justice.
This deep dive has been amazing. We've learned so much about how Unitarian Universalists are stepping up to this whole AI thing, how they're bringing their values to this complex, rapidly changing world.
It's been inspiring to see their commitment to doing the right thing, their willingness to dig into the hard questions, and that belief they have in human connection, even when it comes to tech.
And we've explored this idea of an AI-themed channel, a place for education, for advocacy, for building community. It's truly exciting.
I think this is going to make waves, not just within the UU community, but far beyond. It's going to inspire people to think differently about AI, to approach it with purpose and responsibility.
And don't forget, this journey kicks off on the second Friday of December with the first edition of Smarticus. Check it out. Join the conversation.
The future of AI is in our hands. Let's make it a future we can all be proud of.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it as thought-provoking and inspiring as we have. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep shaping the future with your values and your actions.